All right, so you wanted to understand the wisdom tucked away in Proverbs chapters 30 and 31.
Mm.
So we dove deep into this lecture by Dr. Daniel Treyer.
Mm-hmm.
He's a scholar who finds some pretty surprising connections to our lives today.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to see how this ancient wisdom speaks to things like our place in the cosmos, building community,
mm-hmm.
and even hints about Jesus.
You know, what's really captivating about Dr. Treyer's approach is how he takes these ancient sayings and reveals their relevance to Christian Ethan today.
Yeah.
He's not just giving us a history lesson.
Right.
He's handing us a guidebook for navigating the complexities of life.
Okay, so one of the things that really struck me was this idea that Proverbs sees our words not just as sounds, but as actions with real-world impact. Dr. Treyer pointed out something fascinating.
Yeah.
Proverbs views speech as an act of creation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like our words literally shape the reality around us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and he uses such vivid imagery to drive this point home.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the proverb about the whisperer's words being like delicious morsels that go down into your inner parts?
Right.
It's not just about being nice.
Right.
It's about understanding that gossip, flattery, even careless words,
mm-hmm.
they all have a ripple effect. They shape who we are
mm-hmm.
and impact the community around us.
I'm curious,
how
does Dr. Treyer connect that idea of speech as action to the bigger theme of fearing the Lord?
Right.
Because it seems like Proverbs is about more than just self-help or surface-level behavior modification, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
He argues that lasting change comes from a transformed heart, not just external behavior.
Okay.
He points to the example of contentment
and
how fearing the Lord leads to genuine satisfaction with what we have.
So instead of constantly striving for more, scheming, or trying to grab power through lies, our focus shifts to gratitude and dependence on God.
Exactly. And that inner shift naturally flows into how we speak and act.
Right.
It's not about gritting our teeth and trying to be good. It's about allowing a heart aligned with God's will to guide our words and actions.
That's a really compelling point.
Yeah.
It's not just about what we say, but about the heart behind the words.
Yeah.
And this brings into those two unique voices in chapters 30 and 31.
Okay.
Our and King Lemuel.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're guest speakers.
Right.
Offering wisdom from outside the typical Israelite perspective.
And yet, they reinforce the core themes of Proverbs in really interesting ways.
Okay.
Augur's humility in confessing his limitations before God is so striking.
Yeah.
He's basically saying, I don't have all the answers, but I know who does.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not just about ancient philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
It's about recognizing the limits of human understanding and pointing us toward a higher authority.
Yeah.
What I found particularly intriguing was Dr. Treyer suggesting that some of Agur's questions might actually foreshadow Jesus.
Yes.
Wow.
He points to that line, what is his son's name?
Yeah.
As a possible hint at the revelation of Jesus as the Son of God.
Oh, wow.
And while it's not a widely held interpretation, it does make you wonder if there's more to uncover in those verses.
That's what makes this deep dive so fascinating.
Yeah.
Like we're peeling back layers of meaning.
Right.
Uncovering connections we might have missed before.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it's not just about theological riddles. Both Agur and King Lemuel offer practical wisdom for living in a way that honors God.
Like Agur's emphasis on rejecting falsehood and greed.
Yeah.
He seems to be saying, watch out for those things.
Right.
But true wealth is found in our relationship with God.
Exactly.
Not in material possessions.
He highlights the importance of honesty, contentment, and generosity.
Right.
And King Lemuel echoes those themes, but from the perspective of leadership.
Uh-huh.
Remember, his mother was his primary teacher.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool in itself.
It's like Proverbs is saying, hey, moms are powerful influencers.
Yeah.
Don't underestimate their wisdom.
Right.
And it sets the stage for the grand finale.
Right.
The iconic Proverb 31 woman.
Yes.
Okay.
The woman who often gets reduced to a stereotype of the perfect homemaker.
Right.
But Dr. Treyer urges us to see her as so much more than that.
I love how he pushes back against those limited interpretations.
Yeah.
Because she's not just a stay-at-home wife.
Right.
She's a businesswoman, a community leader, a philanthropist, a total powerhouse.
She is.
It's almost like she's a blueprint for a life well-lived.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with fitting into a certain mold.
And what's remarkable is that her strength isn't about dominance or worldly success.
Okay.
She's adorned with virtues like integrity, compassion, and wisdom.
She's a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
But her power comes from a place of deep reverence for God.
Mm-hmm.
It's like her life is a testament to what happens when we align our hearts with God's will.
Yeah.
And allow his wisdom to guide our actions.
That's a powerful insight.
Yeah.
She embodies the idea that true beauty isn't found in outward appearances or social status,
right,
but in a heart transformed by God's.
And she's not just focused on herself.
Yeah.
Her influence extends to her family, her community, even her nation.
Right.
It's inspiring to see how she uses her gifts and resources to care for others.
Yeah.
And advocate for justice.
It's a beautiful picture of what a life lived in alignment with God's wisdom looks like.
Okay.
But before we get too caught up in admiring her,
right,
maybe we should shift gears and talk about a topic that often makes people squirm.
Okay.
Discipline.
Okay, yeah, that's a bit of a tougher subject.
Right.
Proverbs definitely advocates for discipline.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate how Dr. Treyer offers a nuanced perspective.
Yeah.
He doesn't shy away from the tough stuff.
Right.
But he also reminds us that discipline should always be rooted in love.
Yes.
Reflecting God's own heart.
It's not about punishment for punishment's sake, mm-hmm, but about guiding and shaping character.
Right.
And while physical discipline was common in ancient times,
right,
Dr. Treyer points out that Proverbs actually emphasizes verbal correction,
right,
and instruction as primary tools for shaping character.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But it does raise some questions about how we apply those principles in our modern context,
mm-hmm,
where physical discipline is often viewed very differently.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We can't just ignore the cultural context or the potential for abuse.
Right.
It requires careful discernment, prayer, and a deep understanding of what it means to reflect God's love,
right,
in our approach to discipline.
So it's about finding that balance between firmness and love.
Right.
Recognizing that discipline, in its truest form, is about helping children flourish.
Yeah.
And that ties back into the overarching message of Proverbs, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This idea that fearing the Lord,
right,
leads up flourishing in every area of life,
right,
our relationships, our work, even how we handle our resources.
Yeah.
But I'm still wondering, what does all this mean for us today?
Right.
How do we take these ancient Proverbs,
mm-hmm,
and apply them to our modern lives?
That's where it gets even more exciting.
Oh, really?
Because Proverbs isn't just a collection of wise sayings.
Mm-hmm.
It's a window into the heart of God.
Okay.
And one of the most intriguing things Dr. Treyer brings up,
yeah,
is this connection between Lady Wisdom, personified in Proverbs 8,
okay,
and Jesus Christ.
Okay, now we're getting to the really good stuff.
Yeah.
Tell me more about this Lady Wisdom thing. I'm
okay,
totally intrigued.
Okay. Welcome back. It's amazing how these short proverbs can spark such deep thought, isn't it?
It really is. Each verse feels like a puzzle box, just waiting to be opened.
Yeah.
And when we unlock those boxes,
mm-hmm,
we find these incredible truths,
right,
about ourselves.
Yeah.
God and the world around us.
Speaking of puzzle boxes.
Okay.
I found Dr. Treyer's discussion of the structure of Proverbs.
Okay. Okay.
Particularly insightful.
Okay.
Especially chapters 30 and 31.
Yeah, those chapters always felt different to me.
Yeah.
They were coming from a different angle or something.
It's because they are.
Oh, okay.
They're presented as oracles from outside of Israel, Agur and King Lemuel.
Right.
But they actually serve to reinforce the core themes of the entire book.
So it's like they're saying,
yeah,
hey, this wisdom isn't just for one nation or culture.
Right.
It's universal.
Mm-hmm.
It's woken into the fabric of creation itself.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
And that's why Dr. Treyer spends time exploring the connections between wisdom, the cosmos,
yeah,
the community, mm-hmm, and even our own households.
Okay.
He's showing us how all these different spheres of life are interconnected.
Right.
And how wisdom is the key to thriving in each of them.
Let's zoom back in on it.
Yeah.
Agur's oracle for a second.
Okay.
What are some of the key takeaways there?
Well, one of the things that really stands out is his humility.
Okay.
He confesses his inadequacy before God right from the start,
mm-hmm,
acknowledging that he's just a human with limited understanding.
It's like he's saying, I may not have all the answers.
Right.
But I know who does.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where true wisdom begins,
uh-huh,
with recognizing our need for God's guidance.
Okay.
It's not about having it all figured out.
Right.
It's about acknowledging that we don't.
Yeah.
And turning to the one who does.
And then he goes on to ask these thought-provoking questions
mm-hmm.
about God's power and how he reveals himself in the world.
Right.
He's wrestling with those big questions. Yeah. Who is God? With his nature like?
Yeah.
How do we even begin to know him?
Right. And remember how we talked about Dr. Treyer seeing some potential hints about Jesus in Eggers' words?
Oh, yeah. That was mind-blowing.
It was.
You mean the part where he asks, what is his son's name?
Yes. Dr. Treyer suggests it could be foreshadowing the revelation of Jesus as the Son of God.
Whoa.
It's like a little seed of the gospel planted
right
there in the Old Testament.
Okay, that's a bit of a rabbit hole I'd love to explore more.
Yeah.
But maybe we should table that for now.
Right.
What else does Aguirre have to say?
Well, he doesn't just leave us hanging with those big theological questions.
Right.
He goes on to explore some very practical ways we can live out this God-centered wisdom in our everyday lives.
Like his emphasis on rejecting falsehood and greed.
Yes.
He seems to be saying, hey, watch out for those pitfalls.
Right.
True wealth isn't found in material possessions.
Right.
It's found in your relationship with God.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
He highlights the importance of honesty, contentment, and generosity.
Right.
And, you know, it's interesting how he ties those virtues back to the power of our words.
Oh.
Remember how we talked about that?
Uh-huh.
Speech being an act of creation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Our words can build up or tear down.
Right.
They have real weight to them.
Right. And Auger seems to be saying that when our focus is on pleasing God and seeking his wisdom,
mm-hmm.
it will naturally flow into how we speak and how we act.
Right.
There's a connection between our inner character and our outward behavior.
It's like a ripple effect.
Exactly.
Being inside of us
ripples
outwards into our relationships mm-hmm. and our community.
Precisely. And that brings us to the final section of Proverbs.
Okay.
King Lemuel's words of wisdom.
Right.
Which, fascinatingly enough, he learned from his mother.
Yes. I love how his mom gets such a prominent role in shaping a king's character.
I know.
It's like Proverbs is saying, hey, mothers are powerful influencers.
Right.
Never underestimate the wisdom of a good mom.
It really is a testament to the influence of mothers.
Yeah.
It also sets the stage for the grand finale of Proverbs.
Okay.
The ode to the Proverbs 31 woman.
Yeah. Let's talk about this incredible woman.
Okay.
You know, I always thought she was held up as the ideal wife and mother.
Right.
The one we should all aspire to be.
Right.
But I love how Dr. Treyer pushes back against that narrow interpretation.
He definitely challenges those traditional views.
Yeah.
He shows us that she's so much more than just a homemaker.
Right.
She's a businesswoman,
mm-hmm.
a community leader,
okay.
a philanthropist,
right.
even a wise teacher.
It's like she's the ultimate multitasker, effortlessly juggling all these different roles with mm-hmm. grace and competence.
Right.
But what really strikes me is that her success isn't measured by her wealth or status.
Right.
It's measured by her character,
mm-hmm.
her integrity,
yeah.
or her faithfulness to God.
That's a great observation.
Yeah.
It's like Proverbs is saying true beauty isn't about outward appearances or your social standing.
Right.
It's about what's in your heart.
Exactly. The Proverbs 31 woman is adorned with strength,
mm-hmm.
wisdom,
yeah.
and kindness.
Yeah.
And her influence goes way beyond her household.
Right.
She's impacting her community, her city, even her nation.
She really does embody what it looks like to live out wisdom
right.
in practical, tangible ways.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's important to note that she's not some mythical superwoman.
Right.
She's an example, yes,
yeah.
but she's also a real relatable person
right.
who faces challenges and makes tough decisions.
That makes her even more inspiring.
Right.
Things that we can learn from her example.
Right.
Even if our lives look totally different.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the key takeaway from Dr. Treyer's lecture.
Okay.
Proverbs is not just about ancient sayings. It's a living, breathing guide to navigating the complexities of life
mm-hmm.
in a way that honors God and brings us closer to him.
It's like a treasure trove of wisdom that's just as relevant today as it was thousands of years ago.
Absolutely.
And it's not just about rules and regulations.
Right.
It's about finding true fulfillment and joy
right.
in a life lived in alignment with God's will.
So well said.
Okay.
But before we wrap up this part of our deep dive,
okay.
there's one more fascinating aspect of Dr. Treyer's lecture
okay.
that we need to unpack.
I'm intrigued. What else is there?
Oh, okay.
Lay it on me. Right. You've got me on the edge of my seat.
Okay.
What's this fascinating aspect of Dr. Treya's lecture that we haven't touched on yet?
Well, remember how we've been talking about Lady Wisdom?
Yeah.
The mysterious figure who embodies God's wisdom.
Right.
And played a key role in creation.
Right.
Dr. Treya suggests that she might be more than just a poetic device.
Okay.
He sees her as a foreshadowing of Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Who embodies God's wisdom in its fullest form.
Hold on. We're talking about Jesus in Proverbs.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I'm a little lost.
Okay.
How does Dr. Treya connect those dives?
He points to Proverbs 8.
Okay.
Where wisdom describes her relationship with God.
Okay.
And her role in creation. He argues that the language used there, especially the words describing wisdom being brought forth or begotten,
okay,
are strikingly similar to how the New Testament describes Jesus.
So it's like those ancient words are hinting at,
yeah,
a deeper truth about Jesus,
yes,
that would be fully revealed centuries later.
That's exactly what Dr. Treya proposes.
Wow.
He's not saying that the author of Proverbs consciously intended to write about Jesus.
Right.
But he believes the Holy Spirit inspired those words.
Right.
In a way that points forward to the ultimate revelation of God's wisdom in Christ.
Okay, I'm starting to see where he's going with this.
Yeah.
But I'm curious.
Yeah.
Isn't it a bit of a stretch,
well,
to read Jesus into the Old Testament like that?
Dr. Treya acknowledges that this is a minority view among scholars.
Right.
But he makes a compelling case,
okay,
by pointing to the consistent theme of God's self-revelation throughout Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
He argues that the Old Testament is full of hints and foreshadowings,
okay,
that point toward Jesus.
So it's not like he's just pulling this interpretation out of thin air.
Right.
It's rooted in a broader understanding,
right,
of how God reveals himself through the Bible.
Precisely. And while it might seem like a bold claim at first,
yeah,
it makes you look at those passages in Proverbs,
yeah,
with a whole new perspective.
It definitely does.
Yeah.
So if we accept Dr. Treya's interpretation,
okay,
how does it change our understanding of Proverbs as a whole?
Well, for one thing, it adds a whole new layer of meaning to the book.
Okay.
Suddenly, all those wise sayings about seeking wisdom,
right,
fearing the Lord,
yeah,
and living a righteous life,
right,
take on a deeper significance.
Right.
They become not just good advice,
yeah,
but a pathway to knowing and experiencing Jesus himself.
So instead of just seeing Proverbs as a collection of helpful tips,
right,
it becomes a guidebook for following Christ.
Yes.
It's about allowing his wisdom to shape our thoughts, words, and actions.
Exactly. And it highlights the fact that,
okay,
true wisdom isn't just about accumulating knowledge,
right,
or mastering certain skills. It's about encountering a person, the person of Jesus,
right,
Christ.
Right.
It's about letting him transform us from the inside out.
That makes all those verses about fearing the Lord and,
yeah,
seeking wisdom feel so much richer.
Right.
They're not just about self-improvement. Mm-hmm. They're about drawing closer to Jesus.
That's the heart of it.
Yeah.
And this transformation, as we've seen throughout Proverbs,
right,
touches every area of our lives,
mm-hmm,
our relationships, our work, our finances, our community involvement,
mm-hmm,
even our innermost thoughts and desires.
It's about becoming more and more like Jesus in everything we do.
Yes.
And that's a challenge.
It, yeah, is.
But it's also incredibly exciting.
It is. It's a journey that requires humility,
mm-hmm,
diligence,
right,
and a willingness to surrender our own will to God's will.
Okay.
But it's a journey worth taking,
right,
because it leads to true fulfillment and joy.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, mm-hmm, we have, from the power of words,
mm-hmm,
to the inspiring example of the Proverbs 31 woman.
Right.
And now this fascinating connection between Lady Wisdom and Jesus.
Yeah.
It's been quite a journey.
It has. And as we wrap up, I want to circle back to something,
yeah,
Dr. Treya mentioned that really stuck with me.
Right.
The idea that parenting in its best form,
yeah,
reflects God's pedagogy.
Wait, God's pedagogy? I'm not sure I've heard that term before.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It's a fancy way of saying the way God teaches and guides his people.
Okay.
Dr. Treya suggests that good parenting should mirror this approach,
mm-hmm,
focusing on nurturing, guiding,
right,
and shaping young hearts toward wisdom and righteousness.
That's a beautiful way to think about it.
Yeah.
It's not just about rules and discipline.
Mm-hmm.
It's about modeling God's love and wisdom,
right,
in the way we interact with our children.
Exactly. And I think we can apply that principle beyond parenting too.
Right.
How might this change the way you approach your own personal growth,
mm,
or your interactions with those you teach or mentor?
Yeah.
It's something worth reflecting on.
Yeah, it's something to ponder for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've given our listeners plenty to chew on today.
I think so too.
Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Just this. As you continue to delve into the wisdom of Proverbs, mm-hmm. may you be drawn deeper into the heart of God mm-hmm. and experience the transformative power of His grace.
Beautifully said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Proverbs.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We hope it sparked your curiosity
mm-hmm.
and given you a fresh perspective on these ancient yet timeless words of wisdom.
Absolutely. 2024?
I should attend 20 calls.